Our scripture reading today, the first one being 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Our second reading is from 2 Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, and wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Those are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
And Lord, I do pray again for those who are here, that you would bless and allow this word to be a blessing to them. Allow this sermon, God, to bless and take them through the week. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I give honor to each of you who are here, to our elders, our board of directors, and to our trustees. And I just thank God for being here. I thank him for this time. I hope that this sermon blesses you. It's going to be a little different. So hang in there with me as we do this. All right. So maybe you got the point of what I was trying to say through that. But our sermon today, I'm talking from the topic, don't give up till the game is over. Don't give up. So I wanted to see, I said, now let me think about this. What, you know, I got the topic before I got the sermon. How about that? I was sitting in elders meeting and I'm like, oh, I like the title. So I wrote that down. And so then I had to work my way up to the sermon. But so I went to researching football games, since football was our theme. And I started seeing that it was like a theme. It said miracle, but it was like 0 seconds. And they made, you know, where it looks like there's no way they could win. They were down with 0 seconds left in the game, and they still won. So you can't give up, which is my purpose for today. Don't give up till the game is over. Even when it doesn't look like you're going to win, even when it feels like you may not win, don't give up until the game is over. One of those titles was Improbable Victory. Have you ever been where it was just improbable that you were going to win? That you could finish this, whatever the opponent was. And it made me think of what I always talk about, school, because that was such a challenge for me to finish. But the Lord he started giving it to me kind of like a football match, our last semester of school. I've been working at it for many years. Like, there was many years I fought through cancer, my parents' sickness, so many things. And I came down to the last semester. We had written our dissertation. We were really happy with it. And then all of a sudden, we needed just a little more time to finish it. And then our dean said, no, I'm going to give you 1 month and that's it. And that's it. Otherwise, you're out of the program. She knew about it for 2 months, but she didn't tell us until there was 1 month left. It felt very improbable that we were going to have victory at that. We'd gotten a penalty. We had to go back several yards to start all over again. Have you ever seen that in a football game? We had to go back several yards. Penalty. That wasn't fair. You know, when the ref gives you an unfair penalty, that's how we felt. It's funny. I was thinking about it this morning. This is a little aside from what I had planned to tell. But now when I look back over it, I realize it was all a part of his plan to teach me not to give up. Until the game was done, not to give up until he's had the last word in this situation. So we had this penalty. We had 1 month to finish what we probably needed 3 or 4 months to finish normally. But we were distressed. I was angry. My team was, they were distressed, but I was really mad. I really wanted to go I have to be honest. I have to be honest and transparent. I was really mad. I wanted to go and tell our dean a few words. I wanted to have a few words with her, honestly. And so my mom told me, no, don't give up until it's over. God has the last say, is what she told me. God has the last say. So get started. And so we had 3 chairs that went with our team. And we were sending in our stuff, sending it in for it to be checked and prepared so that we could publish the dissertation. And they weren't replying to us. They weren't saying anything. We had 1 month and we weren't getting any emails back from them. But one coach is what the Lord told me to call him. One coach stood up and he said, I'm going to get you to the finish line. And that's exactly what he did. He worked with us, and you know, so you can't give up. Just like those teams, it was an improbable victory. We were at a point where it just didn't look good that we were gonna finish. But God had a plan. He had a plan for our lives. And because it just didn't look like we were gonna finish, we couldn't give up until the very end, till the last, you know, it's, what does it say? I'm trying to think of that other saying, but it's not over until it's over. It is not over until that last, the lady sings. It's not over until it's over. You can't give up. You can't give up on God. If he's made a plan for you, if he told you he's going to heal you, but it's not looking good, don't give up until it's over. And don't give up. God's got you. Don't give up until the game is over. You can trust God that if he made a promise, he's going to keep it. If he's promised you that all of your children are going to be here in church serving God with you, I know, I think of that one because that's how my mom, that was one of her prayers, was that we would all be in church serving God with her. And sure enough, before she passed away, we were all in church serving God with her. You can't, and it didn't look like it. It didn't look like it for a long time, but she couldn't give up until the game was over. She didn't give up until we were all in there doing what God promised. And she would tell us, the word says, me and my whole household will be saved. And so, you know, we all ended up coming in line. Amen. It's power in your speaking. It's power in your tongue. Proverbs 18:21 says, the power of life and death is in your tongue. So we have power in what we speak. And so that's why today I really just want to encourage you with each one of those little clips, how there was one that really stood out. First, it was the improbable, because that was my story. We did graduate, you guys know, but man, we had to, it was a journey, and we couldn't give up until the end. But the other one was how it kind of took a team to get him to that, you know, they were like, we passed it, and then another one came and they passed it. And sometimes it requires help. Sometimes we need each other to get to the end, to get to that end goal. We need, before, you know, don't give up, but you need each other. You might need a team. Don't be so proud that you're not accepting help from someone else. It may be a part of God's plan. We did art. I can apply it to that other story. Because we each tried to do our dissertation alone, and things just kept happening. It kept happening to us. They put us together as a team. We did a team dissertation, and that's when we finished. We needed each other. We really did need each other to finish. So don't give up till the game is over, but know that sometimes you might need your teammates. You might need someone to help to get you to that final end zone, to get you to that touchdown. So let's go to our scripture this morning. Numbers 23 and 19. God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? If he's promised you something, he's going to do it. So don't give up on God. That's my purpose in this scripture. Don't give up on him. If he's made you a promise, don't give up on him. Don't give up on the dreams that he's put in your heart. It may feel like they're never going to happen. It may feel like, oh gosh, I've done everything now. That's never going to happen. Don't give up on God. If he put a promise in your heart, he's going to fulfill it. He's not a human like us. He doesn't lie. He's a God that keeps his promises. So with that, you can do as David did in Psalms 40 and 1. And it says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. We sometimes have to wait patiently. I know I talked about this a few weeks back. I know that same one, because it's so important that we wait patiently for the Lord. Some things happen and they just don't happen overnight. It just doesn't. But we have to know, our trust has to be in God, knowing that if he made that promise, he's going to keep it. He's a God who keeps his promises. If he promised he's going to do it, he's going to do it. You can put your trust in him today. You can trust him that he's going to bring you out. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. When it feels improbable, that word just stuck with me over the week. Some things feel improbable, like it's not going to happen. There's no way I could get victory in this, but hang in there and know, don't give up till the game is over. God's going to do it for you. 2 Chronicles 15 and 7 says, but as for you, be strong and do not give up. Your work will be rewarded. sometimes we serve in the house of God. We serve doing different jobs and so forth. And it looks like everyone else is getting blessed but us. Everyone else is receiving what they prayed for but us. You see everyone and their whole family sitting there and they're just happy and joyous. And you're sitting there going, oh, I hope my kids will come in. Oh, I hope my husband will come in or whatever it may be, whoever it may be. Just looks like it's not going to happen. But God said, he said, wait patiently, but he's going to do it. He sees you. He sees your work. He sees that you're blessing the seniors. He sees that you're in here decorating the church and that you're here cleaning up or whatever it is that you're doing, that you're being faithful in. God sees it. And maybe you're not feeling that reward now, but hang in there. Don't give up. Don't give up until the game is over. Those players, if they would have said, oh man, we're down by 10, or what is it? It has to be 7 in order to win, right? Because I'm not a football person, but it has to be, we're down just enough that one touchdown could do it, but it doesn't look like we're going to make it. It's improbable. But they kept going. They kept fighting. That's something that we could learn from athletes, that they keep fighting no matter what, knowing that there's a victory. There's a possible victory. But for us, it's an assured victory. It's an assured victory because our lives are in God's hands. And he promised he would never leave us. He promised that he would be with us always. He would never forsake us. So you can hold on to that promise and not give up. Not give up on that promise of God. There's a story I wanted to share. And I promise I won't be before you long today because I know that there is really good food cooking. I can smell it. How about that? So, but I wanted to share this story because I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you've heard of Billy Ray Cyrus. He's a country singer. So I was watching a documentary on him or something. I'm not sure exactly what they were showing, but he was telling his story. And so he'd been working 9 years trying to break into the music industry. He'd been working and he'd said, okay, I'm going to give myself until this date. And then after that, I'm going to quit and I'm going to just go and do a regular job. And he said he saw all of his friends, each one just kind of falling off and going on into just doing a regular job and giving up their music dream. And he said he felt deep in him, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit tell him to go to Nashville. And so that takes a lot of courage to leave where you are, to leave your home and to go to another city that you have, you know, there's no one there. There's, you know, takes a lot of courage to do that. But he felt it so deeply. He felt it and he couldn't give up on this dream that God had given him to be a singer. And so he went to Nashville. Within a week of being in Nashville, he signed a deal to be a recording artist. So just I say that and share that story. It really struck me. I share that story to say, don't give up until the game is over. Don't give up because you never know what God has for you. And really be in tune to hear God as he guides you. Open up your ears to hear him. Open up your heart to hear him as he guides you to that victory that he has for you, to that answer that he has. Don't give up on God. As my main point today, I just want to keep saying it because it's so easy to fall into depression. It's so easy to fall into, man, this just hasn't happened yet, to feel despair because you're not receiving what you think you should have or what you feel like God has for you. But it seems like you're just not walking, just not going the right way or just not whatever. Don't give up on God. He says he won't leave you. I tell him that all the time. I say, God, you promise you'll never leave me. You promise you'll never forsake me so that I can have the strength and the courage to go and do the things that I do, knowing that he's with me. He is with us always. So don't give up on God. Don't give up on him. That promise that you have, that you know he promised you, you know he said he was going to heal you, you know he said he was going to provide for you, you know he said he's got your family, he's going to protect you. All of those things, that those requests, he's going to give you just the right job, just the right house, just whatever it is that you are seeking him for. Deliverance. He's going to deliver you, deliver your mind, deliver your spirit, free you from those oppressions. He's going to do it. Don't give up on God. He's got you right in the palm of his hand and he will not leave you. He will not forsake you. One example from the Bible that I wanted to share is Acts 10, 1 through 4. And this is the story of Cornelius. And he's at Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared up at him in fear. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God." Cornelius wanted his people, the Gentiles, he wanted them to know who God was, who Jesus was. He wanted them to know the gospel. And so he went about taking care of people, and God saw it. He saw all of the works that he'd done to try and bring the gospel to their city. And so, surely God, he said, all of those things he did, God saw it, he heard it, and he sent Peter in to do just that, to bring the gospel to him. But he didn't give up, and it didn't look like it. It didn't look like they were ever going to get that. It didn't feel like it. But Cornelius didn't give up. He continued to pray. He continued to seek God. He continued to share and to bless others, which is such a big thing when we bless others. I know I talk about it a lot, but you would be amazed the difference that we make when we bless others. And you would be amazed how much God blesses you when you bless others. He really revealed to me just recently. I had a lot of people, and I may have shared this, but it's just really stuck with me. I had a lot of people telling me, when you take care of your mom and your dad, God's going to bless you. And I didn't care about that. I just really wanted to take care of my mom and dad. You know, I felt like that was my duty to take care of them. But since they both have passed away, I have watched God just work out things that I couldn't even imagine, that I know he was in on it. He's just worked it out for me. And one day I was driving, and I just felt so strongly in my spirit. He said to me, "It's because you did that. It's because you took care of them. It's because you take care of people. It's because you bless other people that I bless you." And so don't give up on God. He's got you. He's not going to let you fall. Don't give up on him. Get out there and begin to do those things, taking care of others, making a way for people, providing for others. That's what he's calling us to do as Christians, is that we do that for him. So I encourage you today, don't give up on God. Think about those clips. Don't give up on him till the game is over and you make that touchdown. You have that victory. Don't give up on God. One last scripture I want to read for you today. And it's 2 Peter 3:8-9. And it says, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." His timing is not our timing. So that's why sometimes it takes a little longer. And then sometimes he has a plan. It says a day is like 1,000 years to him. So we're feeling like, oh God, come on, it's been 3 days, but it hadn't been that long for God. Amen. It hadn't been that long. He's working on it. He's working and he's making you and he's creating you. He's building you up. He's giving you a foundation to stand on. So then the next time trials come, the next time things come, you have that foundation. You know, he did it for me before. It was 0 seconds remaining. Can you imagine that? Have you ever been in that situation where you're like, God, if you don't do it right now, I'm not going to make it. And someone calls and says, "I have the answer for you." I've had that happen to me. It's like he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He will send it. If sometimes it's 0 seconds, sometimes it's past 0 seconds. And you're like, oh no. And there's your answer. He sends it. He's not going to leave you. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on him. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. And he won't let you down. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you, God, that you are God. I thank you that you have us right in the palm of your hand. I thank you, God, that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are with us always, God. I thank you that we will not give up. We won't give up, God. until you come. We're going to continue to fight and strive, God, until you come. And you are the prayer answerer. We're going to fight until you come with the answered prayer. We thank you for today, God. We do pray again, Lord, for those who are in need of a healing. We're speaking healing virtue, God, from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, God, that you would touch their body, that you would work a healing in them, God. Heal the mind, God. We pray for those who are hindered, God, by things that are disturbing them and pressuring them. We ask that you would send a peace to their mind, and we give you praise for it. We thank you, Lord, even for this whole day, this time that we've had a fellowship, God, with each other and with those who are here visiting. We ask that you would meet each one, God, at their very point of need today, and we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.